You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know what I don't understand is this clickbait stuff.
Like you go
to a, well, no, I mean, I understand it, like, to a certain extent. You go to a news story on some website, and then they have, like, these boxes that look like web stories, but they're just
yes.
sort of like...
and they've always got a teaser. See what happens next.
Can you handle a sugar mom in Decatur? That's the one I'm looking at. And there's, like, this cougar lady with a lot of cleavage.
Interesting.
What does that mean? But it's like a normal... it's like the Daily Caller or whatever website, and it's like... why do people? I mean, I get that it gets clicks, but you're an advertiser. You're someone who, Carla Miller, joining us from Hager Point Bank. I don't know what good that does anyone.
I don't either. But I could see my kids clicking on. Those.
I could too. But what my point is, I don't understand why advertisers think
no.
that because we've got this traffic that's driven by fake numbers of people looking for something that's not real, why that would be effective for
and
you.
And why Hickory Point Bank does not do that.
No, you don't. That's why you're with nowdecatur.com. We don't give you
no,
clickbait
right.
or
no.
any of those pop-up annoying
no.
things. We get you right to the
exactly.
content.
Exactly.
All right, tomorrow. How many years have we been doing this?
This is our third year.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. Seems like yesterday.
I know. I agree.
All right. Let me turn Carla up just a little bit, please. And we're going to be in Central Park starting at 6 a.m. And we're going to be out there with all the Neuhoff folks, well, Y103 and 95Q. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And tell us, give us some of the highlights of what we can look forward to tomorrow morning.
Well
just other than
yeah.
hanging out with our great
sure.
friends and fun people.
Well, this is our way to help kick off the food drive. I talked to you, Brian, maybe a couple years ago saying, what can we do? Because we have 150 employees here in Decatur
yeah.
that want to help, and we felt that we wanted to do something before the actual food drive to support it. And I think we talked and we came up with this idea, and it's been great. It's great fun for us. We will be in the park all day, Central Park all day, starting at 6 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon, collecting money ahead of time with all the donations going to the food drive. We'll have ping pong, a marathon starting at 6 a.m. in the dark, but we'll have lights, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I love that you guys bring the ping pong table.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a little bit of Forrest Gump to
yeah,
the whole
it
day.
It is, yes. it is. Yeah, and so we bring a lot of our friends and customers and other bank colleagues to come and play, and we ask that everybody who plays gives a donation for the food drive. We have the beach house there giving away lunch for $10 with proceeds going to the food drive, as well as a coffee connection. And then we have a great partnership with St. Teresa to build a couple of can sculptures.
Yeah, now this kind of started last year with Nick
yes.
Smith, and this is going to be bigger and better this year from what I understand. It's going
yes.
to be pretty cool.
There's
yeah?
going to be two sculptures. One for sure is, get this, American flag.
I love it.
I know. It'll be great.
Irony and irony and irony.
Yeah, and then I don't know what the other one St. Teresa kids are planning, but we love partnering with them. You know, I worked at St. Teresa. My kids went to school there. It's a great school.
It's been a huge supporter
yes,
of the food drive
yes,
over the years.
Right,
yeah.
And so we loved partnering with them for the food drive as well.
All right, so tomorrow morning, starting at 6 o'clock, Coffee Connection will be down there in the morning. Beach House will be there for lunch. Proceeds are going towards the food drive.
Yes.
You can come down and make a donation. I saw Doug made that
yes,
incredible generous. How
yes.
cool is that?
I know.
Doug Small is one of the great people in this community, and even though you know he's kind of retired from the public eye a little bit, he's still on the board of your
yes.
bank, but they just give and give and give.
He does. I remember back in the day when I was at ADM, and he was very generous in donating to community causes. And I sent him a quick little email, and I said, Doug, this is great. You didn't have to do this. And he said, you know, I was taught to give back. And what a great example to all of us, because he continues to give and very generous. And he is our chairman and very active in the bank and very active in the community. And who knows, he and some other directors might pop by tomorrow and say hello.
Happy to have them
good.
With us. They're always the smallest. You know, I mean, that family's just been there
yes.
and been there and been there and just great leaders in the community and continue to be so, and it's always great to see. So tomorrow, it's all about creating awareness and excitement and raising a little bit of money ahead of the food drive, which is coming up Friday, October 6th, 1 week from this Friday, which is going to be pretty cool. And, you know, to bring it full circle, we're going to be doing our show, because this will bring it full circle for you and your career arc. Friday, we're going to be at One Main Place Properties with the Andreas family. They're knocking down they're bringing down a tower, and we're going to do it live on the air.
Oh, wow.
I want the little box, you know, like
yeah.
where I pull the thing and it like,
yeah, yeah.
But I'll save the exciting news about the food drive with them for Friday,
oh,
but
can't wait.
You know, it's just
yes.
all of these generations and then
right.
now all the new kids that are coming up, you know, to be a part of something that happens that truly is community. People can talk about unity or not, and this country seems so divided about everything anymore, and people just politicize every single thing. It is so great that this community has 12 hours, you know, every year for everyone. I don't, you know, young, old, you know, wealthy, poor, black, white, you know, I mean, every demographic coming together to fight a common, you know, enemy, which is hunger, and making sure that a kid doesn't go to bed hungry in our community.
You said it exactly right, common. You found the common ground. You know, we can put our differences aside. You can have one opinion or another, but for one day, we all come for a common cause that we all believe in.
And we can get a jump start on it tomorrow in Central Park. And the weather's going to be beautiful.
I know, thank
you
for that.
The heat wave breaks. It's going to be like 77 for the high tomorrow and sunny. So you come down, play some ping pong, eat some beach house, check out some Coffee Connection, and all of it's going to support the cause.
That's right.
Carla, we can't thank you enough for all you do for the community.
Well, thank you, Brian. We love the partnership.
All right, you got to be on the air with us tomorrow.
All right. Somewhere. I don't know. I think Lindsay.
You come down and you'll be with us too.
I'm on there somewhere. I don't know. I think Lindsay added me
later. She is on there, but you can come on more than me.
Okay.
Yes, you can come on with Chris and Tony. Yes. And Dave. All right. The whole crew is going to be with us tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. in Central Park. So please come down and join us. And Todd Mason and the crew at the Beach House do an amazing job. Food is wonderful. Yes. And they donate the proceeds to the food drive through Hickory Point Bank. It's a great day. All right, Carla. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Okay.